Paris, Moscow condemn attack after three explosive devices thrown at Russian consulate on Ukraine war's anniversary. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 24, 2025. Three explosive devices were thrown at a Russian consulate in France on Monday morning, two of which exploded on the morning of the third anniversary of Russia's latest invasion of Ukraine. Police are investigating the residues left by homemade explosive devices thrown into the Russian consulate compound near the Inner Wall in Marseille, France, on Monday morning. No arrests have been made, but several unknown individuals are suspected and a stolen car was found near the scene. The Russian government has decried the incident as a terrorist attack, while French police have so far categorized their investigation as being into vandalism by explosive or incendiary substances, without activating counter-terror police. France condemned the attack in general as being counter to international law, which protects diplomatic missions and diplomats. The French Foreign Ministry said, "France condemns any attack on the security of diplomatic premises. The inviolability, protection and integrity of diplomatic and consular premises, as well as their personnel, are fundamental principles of international law." The city of Marseille further condemned any act of violence. Early reports stated the devices, which were contained inside three 16-ounce soda bottles, were akin to Molotov cocktails, but a subsequent update reported by local news BFM Marseille, citing police source, state this would be a mischaracterization and said they were explosive devices. Of the three, two exploded as apparently intended and the third was dealt with by the bomb squad, who deployed a robot. Two controlled detonations were carried out by police. No damage or injuries are reported. Russian state media notes the Kremlin reaction, which states it had previously aired claims that Russian diplomatic missions in Europe were at risk of terror attacks by Ukrainian agents, and that it had already asked the French authorities for enhanced security at its compounds. Spokesman for President Putin, Dmitry Peskov, said, "Of course it is now clearly the case that European nations should offer more security for Russian embassies in their countries." Certainly, the foreign ministry is taking all necessary measures to draw the host country's attention to the need for enhanced security, he said. The Russian foreign ministry aired Moscow's view that the attempted bombing was a terrorist attack. Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova said this morning, "The blasts at the Russian consulate general in Marseille exhibit all the signs of a terrorist attack. We demand that the host country take immediate, thorough action to investigate the incident, as well as measures to improve the security of Russia's foreign facilities." Russia launched its latest invasion of Ukraine on this day 3 years ago, making possible the notion that this homemade bombing was timed to coincide with the anniversary. Several world leaders have met in Kyiv this morning in a sign of solidarity with Ukraine, including European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.